For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Thursday at 4 o'clock during the football season, we are joined now and will be joined by Mike Lombardi, GM Shuffle Podcast, The Daily Coach, VSiN Morning Show, but most importantly, Mike, the man who drafted Ike Reese.
That's right, yeah.
Can you tell us about...
I thought you were going to go down. We were going to discuss the process, but we can save that for another day.
Yeah.
We can go back and revisit that bad boy another day. I can't wait to do it, too.
Yeah, I
How
was telling...
How many banners are up there, Spike? How many banners we got up there?
We're not doing this today, Lombardi. We're not doing it today. I even told Jack earlier, I go, you know, Lombardi's going to be great, but at some point closer to the Sixers season, we're going to have it out at some point. So we'll get to that.
There's no having it out. There's no having it out. It was a complete and utter failure of epic proportions.
And you know why? Because people like
Sammy.
Well, because people like Sammy. You, because people like you couldn't let it happen, so you had to interrupt it, hire one of your own cronies like Brian Colangelo.
I was against that from the start.
Nah.
I have been very clear about what I think. I make no bones about it, and if the big guy would ever get in shape, which finally it happened. It happened. People recognized watching the Olympics, he's not even in shape. So maybe we'll get that happen this year. We'll see. But let's talk football. Forget that.
All right. Forget that. They don't beat Serbia without Embiid. Okay. Sorry. You're the best.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Okay. So from your perspective, as a former front office guy, looking at specifically the moves they made, not on the field, but the Sirianni thing, sort of shifting his responsibilities, hiring two established coordinators. When you saw that happen, what did you think of, and how do you think that dynamic works within the building?
Well, but that's how the Sirianni regime started. I mean, he never really, I mean, up until the very beginning of his first year, he was running the offense, but that acquiesced to Shane Steichen, and then defensively, Jonathan Gannon was there from day one running the defense. So I don't know really what's changed, Spike. He's been a head coach that doesn't call offense, doesn't call defense, doesn't run the kicking game. He's been kind of there, and so I don't see how this is any different. Now, the mistake was obviously last year they didn't put the right coaches in the right places, but more than blaming the coaches, I think that, you know, the offseason, the conditioning program, they were out of shape. Nobody could deny that. Their conditioning was horrible. Their two defensive tackles, who they were counting on to be stars, gained probably 100 pounds between the two of them during the season and became very less effective. They couldn't cover me or you. I mean, I could go back out there and play nickel for them and would have been more successful
for sure
than what they were doing. And so I think it was a combination of everything. But to me, I don't see a change in their philosophy of how they want the head coach to be represented. I think he's there to kind of oversee everything and put his two cents in, but he's not calling anything. He's not running the game.
Mm-hmm. I do think that there was at least an intimation as that his involvement in offense would be less, though. I think you're right on the play calling, but it does seem like they tried to draw a very bright line between Kellen Moore and the offense and what Nick Sirianni's doing in the building.
Yeah, well, I think they want to separate church and state, if you will, right? I think they want Kellen to have the authority to run it. But it makes it a challenging job for the head coach who stands in front of the team every morning, right? You got to have some kind of influence on what you're doing. And when you subcontract out all the positions, you know, offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, special teams, you kind of wonder, what do you do on Sunday? You know, do you go for it on fourth down? Well, with Philadelphia, it's not that complicated. We do the tush push on fourth and one. It's easy. Let's go for it. So I don't really know, but they have minimized the value of a head coach by far.
Your thoughts on Jalen going into his fifth season? More like what you expect? More of what we saw in 2022? Or do Do you think he's a guy who, I guess, may have come back down to a level when 2023 is kind of what he is? What's your thoughts on Jalen at the quarterback position?
Well, I think there's a specific offense. Look, I say this with all respect. I think this is one of the biggest misconceptions is when you say a quarterback has to be managed, and people get infuriated, like all of them don't need to be managed, including the great ones. There's a system of play that highlights their skill set. And I think when you look at when Jalen was really doing well back in 2022, there was a six-back offense. He was a runner. He was part of the run game. You know, he had 165 carries. You know, he was running the field 760 yards. He was getting 50 yards a game. He was involved. They were running a lot of RPOs. And that kind of got him. And they were able to get, you know, Miles Sanders had 1,270 yards that year. And yeah. So they were running the ball. They got the lead in the second quarter. They scored 204 points in the second quarter. They went into halftime with a really big lead, and no one could catch him. And so he could play action pass offense for the entire game. But when you get behind, and now we're into a drop back pass game where you have to play, it's the same problem San Francisco has. Why? When you see that stat up there about Kyle Shanahan, he doesn't come back in the fourth quarter. It's not because he's a bad coach. It's because the way their offense is set up, it's a play-action pass attack. And when the defense knows you have to throw it, they don't care about play-action passes anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think this is where I don't know where Moore fits. I called Kalen Moore joystick because one of the reasons he got let go by Dallas and McCarthy took over, and let's be really clear here, Dak Prescott played way better for McCarthy than he did for Kalen Moore. But you can't deny the numbers. Even the analytical community who loves Kalen Moore can deny those numbers. Because you manage the game, and I think they're going to have to manage the game. Look, they signed Saquon. They've got great skill on the outside. They've got five guys that can get open against anybody. With Dotson being covered by the worst corner of the opposing team is going to make him a more effective player. So they're going to rely. They should rely on getting that lead, run the football, and run play action and do what Hurts does well. The thing he's got to overcome is people have pressured him from his right side, the defensive left. And he has looked at the rush, and he's going to have to prove he's not doing that anymore.
Talking to Mike Lombardi. Now, I guess you can't put personnel aside, but let's say personnel was the same. What difference do you think, what elevation do you think that Vic Fangio can bring to a defense, coordinator alone?
Vic's going to bring toughness, and there's no question. Vic's going to be toughness, and it's Vic's way or no way, right? And Vic is game plan specific. He plays a match coverage. You know, and he's going to let it know if he can't play man-to-man, it's not going to be something that's a secret within the building. He'll let him know. And so that's a big, important thing. And I think to me, with Vic, you've got to be Vic's aware of when it's time for the offense to run that 4 minute and keep the game out of the defensive hands. So it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics between how this game is incorporated between three levels, offense, defense, and the kicking game. When he went to Miami, I thought that was a horrendous marriage because, you know, Mike McDaniel is just a play caller down there. He doesn't care about anything other than the offense, and Vic's trying to run the defense. And if you don't work in some kind of harmony with that, it becomes a real problem on the coaching staff. So I think that's one of the jobs that Sirianni's got to do is understanding when it's time to manage the game, when it's time to say, okay, we're taking the air out of this football, and the clock's our opponent, not necessarily the team we're playing.
Yeah, that falls under that playing complementary football, right? It's
absolutely.
It's like when you say it's helping your defense out as opposed to putting them in a tough situation. You talked about Coach Fangio, Mike. You know, Devin White, they brought Devin White in here this offseason. A little bit surprised considering what the Eagles have done in the past at that position, but they brought him in here. And we're now hearing reports. I know he's banged up and he's not going to play tomorrow, but we're hearing reports that he had already been beaten out by N'Kobe Dean, and he may have been on the trading block. I'm just wondering, what's your thoughts on Devin White as a linebacker, being in Tampa and now being here?
Well, I think he was beaten out last year by K.J. Britt. I mean, you know, one thing Howie's always done is Howie's tried to find guys that play linebacker that are economic values and, you know, taking less players. It never when they signed Devin White did I think he was going to be the starting linebacker. Never. Because, you know, last year, if you watch Tampa closely, K.J. Britt, when he took over for him, he became the best player on their defense, and their defense got better. So it doesn't really surprise me. Some guys, as they get older, just aren't the same guy. It's hard to handle. So I fully expect N'Kobe Dean. Look, they've gotten away with no linebacker play, right? I mean, Zach Braun was, is he going to be good enough? Are they going to play Jeremiah Trotter Jr.? What are they going to do? Nolan Smith is an old school Sam linebacker. And what that I mean is he's an all linebacker that lines up on the end of the line to the tight end side and jam the tight end, go to the flat. But that defense doesn't exist anymore. So when Nolan becomes the down defensive lineman in the nickel front, right, he becomes vulnerable to have to go against big left tackles that can run block against him and knock him out of the way. And all of a sudden, you're in sub defense and they're gaining 8 yards on a run at your undersized defensive end. So it's a kind of a problematic position. If he were a Sam backer back in the 80s, he'd be elite. He'd be one of the better players. But that doesn't, position doesn't exist anymore. So the linebacker thing in Philly has always been something that they've tried to get away with, and they continue to do it. I don't argue with the philosophy. I just say I don't believe White was ever going to be the starter, from my viewpoint, watching him at Tampa last year.
Boy, I tell you, I hated playing Sam linebacker, man. My goodness.
But you were good at it, though. You were good at it. You know, you were at the Nick Saban school who had a Sam linebacker. You would set the edge.
Yep.
You know, and where you were good was you could then go play stack, where a lot of guys have a hard time. Like Carl Banks was an elite Sam linebacker, but he couldn't play behind the line. And so it was either we were in an under front and he was to the Sam, or basically he was standing next to the coach. And now, because of sub, that Sam linebacker doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Mike, final one. Best guess with the season starting tomorrow. What are the odds at the end of the season we think the Eagles are a team who can win the NFC?
You know, I think they're really good. I think they got a really good team. I think Bryce Huff's outstanding. I think replacing him with Hassan Reddick could have been a steal of the year. Everybody in the league knew the Eagles were going to sign Bryce Huff except Joe Douglas. And then Joe Douglas takes Howie's problem off his hands and has Hassan Reddick, which could be the dumbest holdout since Le'Veon Bell's holdout. I mean, why would you give back money? I don't understand.
I don't understand it. I do not understand.
I think it's really good. Look, I think Cam Jurgens has got a tough job. To replace Kelce in the terms of how he handled the protection. If you watch the games, Kelce would always go over to the defensive coordinator, and they would have a conversation after every game because Kelce was playing chess against the defensive coordinator. That was the game. He loved that, and he could get you in the right protection. All those quarterback draws, Kelce was calling at the line based on the fronts. So they're going to miss a little bit of that. It's going to take Jurgens some time to get in there, and they're going to have to play better up front. I think one of the things that you watched Philly last year, their line didn't play to the level that they were used to playing. It's going to be interesting to see if Becton can hold up at right guard.
All right, Mike. Well, I think the first of all, looking forward to having you all season. And I think the most important thing we learned is if they just let Sam Hinkie do his job.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here's what I will leave you with this.
Yes.
I will leave you with this, Spike.
Yeah.
It takes talent to evaluate talent.
All right.
If you look at Sam's draft, he did not have talent to evaluate the talent. He had a process, he had a plan, but man, he picked a lot of bad players.
Well, you should have let him pick more players. All right. Well, yeah. All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate you, man. Look forward to having you every week.
Thanks, Mike.
Take it easy.
There he is. Mike Lombardi, who drafted Ike Reese, hosts the GM Shuffle podcast, the Daily Coach as well as the VSiN Morning Show.
You couldn't even throw back at him on what talent did you draft.
I looked at the time. Honestly,
he knew that would have been even longer. Yes.
I knew we just didn't have time for it. I know we have a whole year of this, so I didn't want to get rid of all of my one-liners this time.
I forgot all about his Sixers. He is a Sixer fan.
Yes. He's a process hater, Sixer fan. Yep. We have a very important call from Brazil right after Ike tells you about Mark's Jewelers, but a very important call from Brazil.
Hey, it's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Well, Mark's is the official sponsor of our fantasy football league, fellas. That's right, for the show. And they want your help on designing this year's ring. Go to 94WIP.com/contest and select the Mark's Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. Also, find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring yourself. Let Mark's Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
He is in Brazil. He's wearing a $400 bathing suit.
That's what I'm talking about.
He is Herb from the Northeast.
What's happening, boys?
How's
DJ
Brazil?
D-O-S-S-O!
Let's go, Herb!
Bye-bye.
Hey, man, I miss you, man. What you up to?
Just chilling right now, brother. Yeah. Just chilling.
Yeah. I'm looking at a threesome.
You by yourself?
I'm by myself. I slept all day when I got here on Tuesday, late Tuesday, because I didn't sleep on that plane. Uh-uh. That was like 10 hours. So I mean, I had a good time. Yesterday I took the train right to the stadium. There's a green train and a yellow train. It's only like two or three stops. You get off, you get another one, then you get to the red line. The red line takes you right to the stadium. The only thing
Herb, we're not going to the game.
Let the guy explain how to get there, right?
Am I talking to Walker or Herb?
Tomorrow I'm going to take the subway.
Yep.
But coming back, I'm going to either get an Uber.
We're not there, Herb.
After the game.
They have Uber in Brazil?
Yeah, they got Uber in Brazil.
What do they call it?
It's just Uber.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was called. I'm with Spike. I thought it might have been called something else.
They got taxis, too. There's plenty of taxis around here.
Okay.
So.
You wearing the bathing suit yet?
I met a bunch of guys yesterday from Atlanta. They're part of some group. They were on Polista Avenue, right near the shopping center number 3. I met them. And
how do you get there?
They're from Atlanta, but they flew down to Miami to make the connection. They're here from a big group. And, you know, like they saw the Philly game last week.
Okay.
They were talking and stuff. They're sitting upstairs.
We want to hear about your nightlife. Yeah. What have you been doing to entertain yourself?
Hey, the cops said, be careful out here. There's a lot of cops out here, dude, in the subways. There's a lot of action. You got to be careful, bro.
A lot of action.
A lot of criminals out on the street.
Uh-oh.
Be careful.
Okay.
Are you?
But you're just free balling it out there.
Whoa.
I know how to take care of myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I've been traveling.
He meant the bathing suit.
the early 80s, man. You know. Yeah, I got my bathing suit.
There you go.
The one I'm wearing actually is. Passport. It's the passport one. It's got all these different colors of passports on there. You know
what colors?
Like blue, green, all kinds.
I thought they said don't wear green over there.
Herb can do whatever he wants.
I'll show it to you one day.
Oh, great.
Is
supportive in there?
Don't tweet while you're over there, man.
Veliquin. I told you, Veliquin. Go look it up. Veliquin. Yeah.
Does it have that supportive sort of internal thing to make sure everything's where it should be?
Nah, yeah. It's fine. Everything's fine, bro. I'm good.
Okay.
Strong as an ox, man. Strong
no, we meant did your shorts have a lining?
Yeah. Just to make sure the boys are okay.
No, there's no like lining. It's not like it's a good that's this thing is real good. Yeah, okay. It has a line and a weight line and whatever they call it.
Yeah,
it's not that heavy shit. It's not heavy or anything.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well,
have you had anything good to eat over there?
Listen, the pool here is ice cold.
How do you get there?
I'm staying at a place called the Universe. No. There's like 200 apartments. I got an apartment. It's like an apartment suite. You know what I mean?
You by yourself?
Yeah, it's cool. Everything, you know, sofa. It's got a kitchen in there. It's got everything. It's like
fridge.
You know,
have a fridge.
has a fridge.
Gas range or electric range?
I forget. It's a range. Or something.
Yeah.
TV on the wall.
I met a man here that has. He's in the bond business. This guy lives about 2.5 hours from here. He takes a plane, but he comes here like I think once or twice a month. And there's a big building across the street where he works at.
Don't you give him any money?
Huh?
Don't give him any money.
I'll give you money.
Well, no, you said he sells bonds.
Yeah, you buy any Brazilian bonds?
Let me get off because I just wasted about 25 minutes with you. I had called before. I'm playing, you know, this is going to be a big bill. You know what I'm saying, bro? You're killing me.
Hold on. We got to keep you on then.
Tell the boss to kick up some money on this. You know what I mean?
I just thought about this. Oh, yeah. You're paying extra to call here right now.
$12 a day.
And he wants us to pay.
Internet.
The guy calls up and gave us directions of how to get to the venue. We're in Philadelphia.
I'm going to say one thing.
Okay.
I want to see the Eagles blitz some. I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see us go down the field, move the ball.
Mm.
I want to see reverse. I want to see motion, motion right, motion left, double motion, whatever it takes. Let's go, Eagles! 2024, EAGLES from Brazil.
All right, Captain.
Over and out, baby.
Over and out.
All right. There you go. He's freeballing, is what he said at one point.
Two people motioning is illegal. So unless they're actually shifting.
Nah, come on. They should listen to Herb.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore, listen to Herb.
Said motion left, motion right.
Yep.
Motion two people at the same time.
Yep. Blitz.
The first 2 minutes of that call was him telling us how he got to the venue.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Why is he going there? The game's not till tomorrow.
He wanted to get the landscape.
He wanted to get early, yes. He wanted to get a lay of the land.
The lay of the land.
And he's by himself.
What a collection. All right. You have to bet every dollar you have. In Herb's going to be there for like 2 weeks or something, right?
That's what he said, but he keeps calling.
Okay.
He'll be back here sooner than he
is. In the 2 weeks that Herb's there,
yes.
What if you had a bet, would you bet on Herb securing a lady at some point, whether he pays or doesn't pay or not?
Oh, I definitely. He's securing somebody.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of you know when you go out of town?
Yeah.
And you're traveling to a certain place, you have a to-do list?
Yes, that's on his to-do
list. That's on his damn to-do list. You best believe that. Why else would he go stay over there for 2 weeks?
I have no idea.
By himself, too, by the way. Yes. He didn't bring anybody with him.
With an expensive bathing suit. Can you see Herb just trying to convince her to go back to his room? So
and he got an apartment.
The apartment. He's got a fridge.
And he knew all about the cops.
Yep.
So he's scoping. He's checking out the lay of the land.
He is something else.
Oh, Pete's up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got time.
All right. Pete?
Yo.
Pete Cherokee, Chickies and Pete's.
Listen, you're having too much fun. I got to tell you, I'm not going to Brazil. And now I'm so sad that I'm not going because Herb's there. And Herb, I know everywhere I have to go now. What train I have to take?
Yep. You don't have to Google anything.
Yep.
I didn't know it was so sophisticated there. That guy is a treasure. A treasure when he calls.
I'm surprised you're not over in Brazil, Pete.
You know what? It didn't sound like so much fun in the beginning. The flight really deterred me. So.
Of course, the 10-hour flight.
Yeah. But, I mean, I know a lot of people that went last week. They're there for like a week, 10 days. You know, that might be good. I didn't think about the Rio part. But now that I'm not there and I'm going to watch the game, the Chiefs tonight, I'm like, you know what? I really should have went.
You could have seen Herb in his bathing suit. And he could have led you around,
and
told
come
you
on,
where to
Pete,
go.
You still got time.
That's the reason I would go. To see Herb in that bathing suit. I mean, you just don't see enough passport bathing suits around.
Well, I know. Well, it's what I've always wanted, actually. I'm sure it makes him even more endearing. Well, I mean, hopefully what we could develop when Herb gets back, and hopefully you can be an investor, is a Herb sort of travel agency where he just gives you a printout of how to get everywhere before you even go.
Yeah, he could be a good escort, like, you know. Right, very good idea. But, you know, I expect him to have some good stories for the lifetime. He had nothing.
Yes, he told us nothing.
In my seat, you're saying, Herb, what about nighttime? What about nighttime? And I'm in my seat, yeah, here we go. And he gave me bathing suit.
Yeah.
Man, you guys got the callers. No kidding.
All right, Pete.
All right, brother. We're up against it.
All right, man. There he is.
Then we'll see you Monday, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll see him tomorrow.
Oh, we'll see him tomorrow?
See me tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Free Beatles game, yeah.
Are you going to be in tomorrow?
I'm going to be here.
Well, I'm trying to find out who's doing the player, who I'm doing the players' lounge with in a month.
That's your question? We might have to wait till Monday.
All right, brother.
Who starts and who doesn't? All right, talk to you later.
All right. It's always a great mystery who likes to in the player's lounge.
Oh, yes, it is, really.
It finds out when he sees whoever it is walk up at 7 o'clock on Monday night.
True.
Coming up next, it's huge. It is back. It is not Herb. It is the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. They are back. They've been off for about 6 weeks. They are back with a new Power Ranking. That will be next. And is Elliot going to join us for that?
Yeah, we're going to make him wait after Eagles Insider.
Okay, all right. So Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.